Michal, it's turned into quite a catty campaign. And now I'm not aiming that at you. I'm aiming that at you only. I'm aiming that at the last week or so. And the pensions thing, I suppose, was the latest installment of the cattiness, albeit you were responding to a newspaper article yesterday when you were on RT Radio and you accused Fine Gael of hypocrisy. And so at the Aviva Stadium, you know this, Aviva, Fine Gael had a rally and it was over to them to see how they would respond. And the forum they chose was Enda Kenny in his speech answering the pension question, saying he will never claim a pension from the teaching profession. He's given up €100,000, an expensive weekend for him, and there were no other questions or no other forum to answer questions about that, including the interview we did with him. The pension wouldn't be spoken about in that interview. That they just asked that the pension not be spoken about, that he wouldn't be making comments to other than the speech. Well, you all do it though at different
times.
I don't.
Every time I've been asked a question about teachers' pensions or anything, I ask it in any forum.
What I mean is,
I find it extraordinary that people would cooperate with that. I think party leader, I don't care who's granted what interview, he should be prepared to answer any question that an interviewer wants to ask him.
We've been granted many an interview with the Taoiseach on the condition that this or that wasn't asked over the last...
The whole idea of being granted an interview and you can't ask me any questions. Sure, that's a joke.
No, look...
I mean, with all due respects, you shouldn't accept that.
Hold on. I spoke to Enda Kenny. You're having a pop at me and I want you to answer. I want you to answer.
Sorry, it's more at Enda that they would even put down these conditions.
I want you to answer.
In terms of what you can ask me and what you cannot ask me. I've answered all those questions for the last 3 years. The big issue about Enda is no one knew about this teacher's pension until the eve of the election, until the Sunday Business Post went after it. I've been asked those questions for about 3 years. It's been front page headlines on newspapers, and all the while Enda kept quiet about it and was taking it on Friday. On Saturday he was deferring it, and yesterday he gave it up under pressure.